Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There is a bear story that has been posted to KCTV5's website. We have gotten 15, 20 different texts about it. It is not the same bear.
What bear is not the same bear?
There's more than one?
The story on KCTV5's website is a warning issued from the Missouri Department of Conservation regarding bears crossing highways. Sadly, there was a black bear that was struck on a highway in Howell County, Missouri. If you look up Howell County, Missouri, the southern edge of that county is the border with Arkansas. It is nowhere near the metro.
Okay.
It is not the same bear. A number of people are seeing that story and thinking that our furry friend here in the metro, did we ever decide a name for him?
Yes.
Grass Paddington. Yeah, it is not Grass Paddington that is on the side of the highway struck by a vehicle in Howell. That is a different bear. We still do not
surrounded
know
by them.
Where Mr. Paddington is.
Okay.
I saw a deer on the side of the road today. Big one, too.
Are they rutting or mating or whatever they do that kills people on K-10?
I don't know when they mate, but I think we're past mating season.
When is rutting season?
But this deer, which obviously was no longer with us, did not have a head.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
We are nowhere near rutting season.
Isn't it in the winter?
October and November.
Okay, so late fall. Apparently, the toupee is making a comeback.
No.
Yes?
No.
Yes. Apparently, millennial men who are starting to bald are going with the retro rug, this story from the New York Post says, reverting back to the wiggy ways of their forefathers. 30-somethings with receding hairlines are resurrecting the toupee. And apparently, ladies are hot to trot for the faux locks. Urged Maddie Murata, a Tennessee-based content creator, in a clip that she posted, let us normalize men wearing toupees.
Would you please Google while you continue reading worst toupees ever? And you will get results.
By the age of 35, two-thirds of American men will experience some degree of noticeable hair loss.
Now, they're not cheap. If you're going to go the route of getting a piece to cover your bald spot, there is a price to pay.
Get out.
They can cost up to $3,500.
Not this one.
Let me see it. Well, turn your computer. Let me see it.
It's this one right here.
Which one?
Oh, bless his heart.
And by the age of 50, roughly 85% of men have some hair thinning.
Okay.
Now, we've got some serious contradictions going on here because last week, and thank you, Textline, for the reminder, I was about to bring this up. We had a story in the stack about how women think that bald is sexy.
That's right. We did have a story in the stack that women thought that bald was sexy.
When you get home, when you get home, I swear, when you get home, Google, all you have to do is Google image worst toupee ever. And it's just a non-stop who's who of poor hairpiece choices.
But apparently this story from the New York Post, and you're right, Sam, there was a story in the stack that a number of women thought that balding was beautiful. And now we have a story that says, no, that's not correct. Toupeeing is beautiful. $3,800.
That is a verb.
Well, when I just saw made the story, one, yeah. I decided we had to cover it.
Get out. I don't mind. How do I say this? I don't mind the toupee if you don't know it's there. The problem is, I don't know that we've ever seen one that you don't know. Oh.
I've never seen, well, maybe that's because if it's a really good toupee, I don't know that it's a toupee. I've never seen a good toupee. And when it's really bad,
it's so bad.
You know who you are.
Stop.
It's so obvious.
Right.
Why not just accept? I've never understood men who wear toupees. Why not just accept it?
Here's the one time you could do it and get away with it. If you were moving from one country to another or from one state way to the other side of the United States where you're never going to run into anyone you know. The problem with the toupee is on Monday you're bald. Mm-hmm. And then you're expecting everyone with a straight face. On Tuesday you're going to show up at work and you have this full head of hair.
It's just like the hair coloring.
It only works
for men.
Yes, it only works if you are moving. And when you move, you decide, I'm going to start my life over. You know, I'm retiring in Florida.
You get on the plane
bald. Yes, you get on the plane
bald. You go to the bathroom.
You get off with that thing on your head. And then I think, you know, everyone will just know you that way.
But if you ever start a serious romantic relationship, at some point you have to, I mean, isn't this one of the-
It's got to come off.
Isn't this one of those things that, you know, as the relationship is about to get serious, you say, there's something I have to tell you. The hair that you see on my head is not real.
It's
faux.
Yeah.
It's fake. I mean, why can't men just accept the fact that they're losing their hair?
Well, do you know that the beauty industry is a multi-billion dollar industry for a reason? And I mean beauty for all things, the vanity industry. So
sure. Hair
color, like I bought the little spray the other day, Scott. Ch-ch-ch-ch. Because I, you know, I get a little bit of gray on my temples here.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spend $150 to get my hair colored every whatever. So I just.
But Dana, for women, there's no shame in getting your hair colored, getting the gray taken out. Can you imagine if tomorrow I showed up with just beaming mahogany brown hair? Well, you would.
We have a wig in here. And when you put it on, I die laughing because you look so rich. Now, it is a bowl cut. It's like a 1979 cut.
But clearly, over the you've
yeah.
When you first started on the show, I had no gray hair.
Correct.
Now I would say I'm at least a third gray, maybe more.
You got some salt and pepper going on there.
I do.
There's more salt than pepper there than there was when we started.
Yes, clearly, because when we started together, there was no salt in the pepper, but now there's about a third of salt with the pepper.
When we started, I had this chin hair right here.
No, you didn't.
And I still do.
No, you didn't.
Scott, you had mentioned how there is no shame. I think that's false. I think it is purely derived from shame, and it's because people are mean.
But for women, Sam, if they go get their hair done, you expect them to get it colored, and it's okay. But for a man, I mean, if I came in tomorrow and my hair was all brown again, you guys would make fun of me.
Well, yeah.
That's why you have to do it when you enter witness protection or you're jumping states for like retirement.
And I'm not going to lie. There have been times when I have been in the aisles at the grocery store or at Walmart when I've thought maybe I'll get me some touch of gray or whatever it's called.
What is it called? Men?
Just for men. Thank you. Just for men.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because this is about gender. Why, if a woman goes out and gets a little hairpiece or a little fluffy ponytail in the back, you know,
extensions,
no one bats an eye when it comes to that.
Nope.
But if a man puts a rug on top of his head, everyone's like, oh my gosh, did you see something? Why is that?
But if we didn't make comments about people's graying hair, oh, you're looking old, or we didn't make comments about men starting to bald, there would be no vanity industry.
You're right. We're doing it to ourselves.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You say that there is no shame in it, and it is purely driven by shame. You're and obviously I get what you're saying, that we, for whatever reason in society, deem it as okay for women to color their hair mm-hmm. and not for men. But at the end of the day, it's still all about shame and trying to overcome it.
Joining us in just a moment, David Lopez with Manny's in the Crossroads District. You know about the sideshows, the ATVs, the lady who was hit by the rider of a dirt bike, and didn't even stop to make sure she was okay. David has threatened to close Manny's, move it out of the Crossroads District if the city doesn't do something about this. We'll visit with him in studio in just a moment here on Dan and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.